This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About. So easy. You gotta put it in the
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is a Conelrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey. You know what I was thinking about the other day, folks? Dinosaurs. Crazy, right?
Yeah, when I talked to it, it says you have to speak in American English.
Yeah.
What other kind of English is there? Is there British?
Thanks for asking. I'm going to put this as delicately as I know how. You can chortle my balls.
Am I in hell? I deserve this.
Get ready. Time yourself on this one. You can go to the bathroom. You could, take the dog for a walk, but bring your transistor radio with you.
Right. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Nope.
Pass it over to me.
Level test, level test, level test, test.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Let's do famous threesomes for 200, please.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
And now.
I'm just full of number ones, so it's better than being number two or going number two.
Our feature presentation.
I don't, Jen said I left my recorder at home.
Oh, I've been traveling with it since I left, so.
Have you? Why are you no better then?
Just kind of traveling around, killing it.
That little recorder thing is really hard to get any notes out of that you want. You just basically blow into it and it makes terrible noise.
It's not an instrument, quote unquote.
It really isn't.
No, but it makes sounds.
It does.
Yeah.
They're not good sounds.
I will listen back to that because I do think at one point I killed it. I think I may have actually got
something. That's your memory of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you killed it?
Yeah, no, I think I got it.
I think you did hit like a couple right notes at one point.
On accident?
Yeah.
It's clearly an accident.
A broken clock, right? I mean, every once in a while that note comes up and you're, woo, nailed it.
It's got to hit eventually.
Yeah, we had flute fails yesterday and we did our own and it wasn't award winning.
No. The video of you doing it, though.
Oh, I haven't seen that
yet. Oh, no. You were close to having a full on seizure. Like, you were.
I was in the moment, man.
Oh, I was proud of you.
Yeah. He blacked out. He doesn't remember any of it.
Doesn't remember.
It's when you really feel your art. You just get so immersed in the moment.
Right. You don't even know what's going on around you.
Afterwards, Kevin was like, what just happened, you guys?
Right.
We just did the flute fails and you nailed it. I don't remember.
His nose is bleeding.
Yes.
Sweat all down his shirt.
I haven't seen the video. Where is that?
You'll see it. We'll post it up on the Kevin and Bean Instagram.
All right.
At Kevin and Bean.
At Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
I'd like you guys to know that I have three different tweets that I get probably 90% of my Twitter feed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is people who are joining the Zero Club.
Right.
Every mm-hmm. single day to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And now an avalanche of people who dress up their pets for Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the big issues of that is that everyone who does that takes a photo. Do you know what I mean? There's no one who dresses up their pet and doesn't take a photo.
True. So they have it. Yeah. They have
immediately in their phone ready to send you.
Yeah. True.
At the Kevin Reiner.
Yeah. And then you say that, and then you say send him, and they say tag him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm getting a lot.
Well, congrats. I mean, it can't be a bad thing to look down at your phone and see an adorable dog dressed as like a canary.
Yes, a lot of those being sent. Am I correct? Like seven.
Probably.
We got seven yesterday.
Well, this is the hottest costume of 2018.
Canary dog?
Yeah, the canary dog.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's my thing again, is it's always cute.
Sure.
But yeah. The poor dogs.
Yeah, your argument is for the dog.
Yes.
The dog doesn't like it, so stop it.
He's thinking for the animal that is unable to tell you its thoughts.
And why don't you people care about your pets? That's my point.
I mean,
I care about them looking adorable.
Right. That's the problem.
Fashion sometimes is painful.
True. And the third part on my Twitter is people telling me that I misspelled the word. So
That one has a reason and a purpose.
Then I have to, you know, take it down, put it back up, then take it down, put it back up. For a while, it took 2 to 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's taking 3 to 4 times.
Okay.
So I'm actually getting worse.
Getting worse. Why is that?
I'm bad.
Okay.
What happens a lot of times is I write something out and then I think, oh, that there's a funnier way to say that. Mm-hmm. So I erase part of it and then I type in the new part.
Right.
And I don't check that the first part
was
matches with the second part. So now I've got parts of two different tweets, which make no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that goal is not being reached.
I just like it when you're trying to post a video and a link because you're not sure which populates.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's fun. It's fun to listen to you.
He just goes, why? Yeah. Why would the link? Why would the link not? The video. The video and the link.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's what I imagine all of our grandparents say when they're trying to do something.
I'm like all of our grandparents?
Well, possibly.
That happened last Friday when we were doing That's My Jam, which we're going to do again today.
Yes.
And I wanted to put my song up and also link to the That's My Jam playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not do it.
Yeah. It was 4 or 5 that day.
The fourth time I took it down, I said,
Gave it
a shot.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Leave it on the court.
Not going to go back home and try it again.
Mm-mm.
Not going to figure it out. Not going to look how to. It's over.
I hope you get a tweet one day that was like, the one day I wanted to see That's My Jam, you didn't post it.
Right?
Gave up.
Sure tried, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sure gave it the old college try.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I mean, what?
Let's talk about the Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You, you're cool, and you, I'm out.
Now, for the last lottery...
Are we not in Rocktober anymore?
We are, but I usually say it at the beginning of the show, so then when I said, let's talk about the show today...
Okay, but we did do the Rocktober.
We did this. No, I didn't say the date at the beginning.
Okay.
So that's when we do this. But then I didn't say it.
Okay.
Right.
I also need to announce, as the only representative on the show, happy Friday.
Yay!
Just needed to live on.
Yeah, you ruined Rocktober.
You're the worst. Last time for the Mega Millions, we gave you some lottery numbers. We're going to do that again today.
Mm-hmm.
I was really, truly shocked that we got two numbers correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I bought lottery tickets before, and I don't know that I've ever matched one even.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like it's a joke. You just go in there, and they just give you other numbers that there's no way they're going to use.
Yeah, my 7-Eleven, you just walk in, throw the money in a toilet, flush it, walk out.
That's quicker.
We've kind of cut out the middleman.
But the Powerball is really, really getting up there now.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you some new numbers for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody that buys that ticket, we're all going to split the money.
Yep.
It's going to be a good time.
Okay.
It seems to always be a group that wins those lotteries.
We're all going to go on a cruise together.
I don't think that. No,
all the listeners, all the winning listeners, us, we're going to go on a cruise together. We're going to go out into the ocean.
Okay.
We're going to throw all of our belongings into the sea, start over with our new money.
Okay.
And then all of our kids are going to become friends for years. We'll have a reunion in a couple, maybe like 11 years. And then we'll see which ones got into drugs.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll probably all
at 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably buy a car together, share that car, trade it amongst each other. And then at the end, we'll be all buried together at Forest Lawn, right near the Burbank.
Sounds like a complete plan.
Mm-hmm. Now not buying a ticket.
Have you thought through that? You don't want any of that,
Allie? Into this.
Yeah.
You know me, cruises. First of all, I'm not going on a cruise ever.
But what's it up to? It's like 750, 800 million?
Yeah.
You're not into that.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that. Okay. But I'm not doing it with you guys. I'm not going on a cruise. I'm not hanging out with people's kids.
What if Jensen does it and I do it and all of the listeners do it and we win.
And I don't.
And you don't. Mm.
See you on the cruise.
Yeah, you're still going on a cruise, so I think I win.
Okay. Also on the program today, we have Derek Lewis. You know him from...
My balls was hot.
What's the problem over here?
My balls was hot.
That guy. Yeah, that's...
We should just start over.
What you're doing is better than what I'm doing. That's all I'm going to say. Adam Devine is coming in studio. Got tickets for the LA Comic Con. Last minute Halloween costumes. And it's Friday, so we're going to do Keep It 100. We'll take a break and come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Allie McKay is here now. What's happening?
Guys, the Beastie Boys book.
Yes.
Coming out October 30th.
Yeah.
We've been hearing all about this. Ad Rock and Mike D wrote this book, and it's 600 pages. It's a lot of book for your buck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't feel like reading all 600 pages.
Give me the Cliff Notes.
No. How about audiobook form? And according to Pitchfork, there's going to be more than 40 narrators.
More than
what?
40 narrators.
Can I interest you in some of the choices?
Okay.
What about Steve Buscemi?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mixmaster Mike.
Sure.
Nas.
Okay.
Sure.
Chef Roy Choi.
Wow.
Elvis Costello. Amy Poehler. Chuck D. John C. Reilly. Snoop Dogg. Kim Gordon. LL Cool J. John Stewart. Ben Stiller. Talib Kweli. Rosie Perez. That's a voice you want reading to
right?
you? I want her to do like War and Peace.
Yes.
Or like The Great Gatsby.
Yeah. something real, real long and involved. Absolutely. And of course, Adam and Mike.
That's awesome. That's a pretty good list.
Oh, and that's like 10 people. There are 30 others that I'm just not going to get through. I left out Bette Midler because I didn't want to turn you off, Kevin. But Bette Midler's on there. Rev Run, Maya Rudolph, Will Ferrell. I mean, it's insanity.
All right.
I'm kind of digging it.
Again, I'd have to do that.
Yeah, it is out on October 30th. It is called Beastie Boys Book.
And if you're a Beasties fan, they're on the What's Good podcast with Stretch and Bobbito this week, and it is real good.
Is that right?
Because they're normally kind of, they don't love interviews. Uh-huh. But with Stretch and Bobbito, they do feel like it's a bit of their peers, you know, and people they came up with. So it's worth listening to.
We've tried to interview them so many times.
Yeah, they're not easy.
And every time they get pitched, we're like, well, they're the Beastie Boys. Of course we have to say yes, but they're so terrible.
Yeah.
Not because they're bad at doing interviews, but because they just sabotage the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a pun.
They just pretty much mess with you for a while.
Yeah.
So that you don't even know what's happening in the interview, and then they say bye.
They seem more at home prank calling you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was one of my favorite parts when I first started was having Ad Rock on. And he was so just screwing with us.
Yeah.
And
we know what he's doing and he knows what he's doing, but the audience doesn't most of the time. So it's like, okay, this is the worst interview I've ever heard.
Yeah. It wasn't, though. It was so good.
See you around.
See you around.
That's how he said goodbye.
He mentioned that he wanted to act, so he wanted to be on The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I said, what would you do? And he said, oh, I'd just show up and say, I brought bagels. I thought he was so funny. Kevin, no. Mean, they were not having fun. And Omar actually pulled that interview a few months ago and we played it back. And Omar said, all you can hear is Allie laughing. And I was moving the mic because I could see how much they were like, can we end this? When will this be over? And at one point I said to him, are you all right? And he's like, no, I'm not. And it just took so many turns. Needless to say, we need to book him. I think that's what we're getting at.
And right? then just the follow-up is every time they're pitched, we say yes.
Oh,
yes.
Clearly.
And then it always goes that way.
Yeah.
And we go, it's going to go that way, but yes.
Got to do it.
I think if you know ahead of time, it's going to go
We've
that way.
We've known ahead of time since the first time we talked to him.
Yeah. You got to do it. Guys, Busy Phillips is preparing to launch her show Busy Tonight. The first episode is, wow, it's this Sunday on E! And she's announced a pretty impressive list of guests.
Why so much promotion?
I think if you watch
Two days from now? Oh, I don't watch E!
Yeah, you've seen a ton of commercials. And if you follow her on Instagram...
Don't.
Okay. So here's some of her guests. Kicking things off, Mindy Kaling, followed by Vanessa Hudgens, Kristen Bell, and Megan Mullally. You know I'm in. You know Dave's in.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kristen Bell, Megan Mullally. And then later in the season, she'll have Julia Roberts, Kim Kardashian, and Andy Cohen. So I'll watch at the beginning, see how that goes. That's going to be a show, huh?
I'll be a little too busy to watch.
Oh! Because her name's Busy Phillips.
Yeah, I get it.
File. Oh, God, pay me to be here.
Put that in the file.
I mean, have you gotten a check yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
All right. Some birthdays for you.
We go upstairs and we do a review
every
of the entire show.
Every day.
Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. You'll see what the check is when you get done with a month.
I lost today,
I
guess.
Imagine. None of us would be paid ever.
Yeah.
Most definitely
sad.
Me.
Real sad. Some birthdays for you. Dylan McDermott. Hillary Rodham Clinton. What happened to her? Do you remember her, the email lady?
She's living in the woods.
I don't remember.
Rita Wilson, Seth MacFarlane, CM Punk, and Tom Kavanaugh. And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
First of all, Venmo has etiquette?
Yeah, big time.
Didn't realize that.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and then I read an article over at Vox by Rebecca Jennings that talks about the etiquette of asking for it through Venmo for less than $5.
Ugh.
Oh, so it's sort of like cheap ass let it go?
I mean, it just seems like a lot of work to request,
right.
Send out a request, then me to pay you back. And that, but over $5. Now, I will come up, there is sort of a, you know, an asterisk, which is like we all go out to dinner, we all split a bottle of wine, it's $50 and there's 10 of us. I could see that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's just because we go, oh, quick, let me send you that money.
Yeah.
But as far as like a $3 parking.
Yeah.
Or like a dollar tip at parking. I myself feel very weird requesting Venmo ever.
Mm-hmm.
But for under $5, and Rebecca goes and asks seven of her friends for this article if they would request less than $5, I feel uncomfortable doing so.
I have never, A, requested money for my friends on Venmo. It's just an understood thing.
Yeah.
You're going to pay me whatever.
Well, how often does that...
Yeah, but then when do you ping if it didn't happen?
Yeah.
That's another etiquette question.
How do you get back to it? What if they don't pay you?
I have good friends.
Oh, all of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need new friends.
No, I've never had to ask for money, and nobody's ever had to request money from me.
Hmm.
This is all new to me.
What's
I didn't
happening?
Know that happened.
Well, Venmo in front of me, I feel like it's also almost a different process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm in front of you, and you go, okay, let me send you $15, and then I send it to you.
Right.
But I do think the whole, like, I bought tickets, and... I didn't do them in front of you. A Ticketmaster. We're going to go in a couple months. And then what
okay, if... Okay, that makes sense.
When do they send it?
Well, for Ali, they send it right away.
Yes. Yeah.
It's got to be amazing to have your friends.
Right.
Yeah. But I think that it does create a bit of a conundrum for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which is like, when do I send it? When do I not? But the real question here, do you
the
ask
amount.
For $5?
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I have one exception.
Okay.
I bet frequently $1 bill. $1.
Okay.
One American dollar.
Yeah.
So if it's a bet, I demand that they pay me in Venmo. Because it cracks me up that they have to go through that much work to pay off their bet.
Right.
So it's more of a just annoying them than it is really asking them for a dollar.
So that would almost say that the etiquette in which you've asked for the $1 is rude.
Correct, yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, so you're not being kind
no,
at that point.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, they lost a bet. They need to pay it.
Well, Rebecca asked seven of her friends, and I would say it's right down the line.
Really?
Yeah, right down the line.
50-50?
She has one friend named Susie who works in finances who thinks it's too transactional to ask for a $5 or less. Laura works in TV, and she enjoys treating people to small things, so it's not a big problem. Same with CJ who works in production. But then Devin and Edmund, they're like, you know, listen, yeah, I want $5 or less. Like, there are people who just sort of say, well, that's part of the transaction, and it doesn't matter how little it is.
All right, let me ask you this question. What if you have a friend who is constantly not paying you back for things?
Well,
you know what I mean? Then do you get sort of angry at them and sending a Venmo request just to sort of say, hey, a-hole,
right,
you still owe me money.
I
if it's the same person that does it over and over again.
Well, almost the other way. I have a friend, my longest friend from Mommy and Me group, and we, I know that's crazy, right?
Wow.
Kind of crazy.
Wow.
And we, for my bachelor party, as you know, we did the coolest thing possible and went to a wrestling event and then pinball, but that's a pretty cool day.
Define coolest thing possible.
Well, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
And so when he bought tickets, I bought tickets for this wrestling thing on my own, kind of forgot. Forgot I bought them, and then everyone went. And, you know, bachelor parties, they pick up the, you know, groom-to-be stuff, usually.
Sure.
And so, like, a month later, after we went to wrestling, I just got a bunch of dough in my Venmo.
Nice.
All right.
Didn't request it from him ever, forgot. Yeah. But that I guess, is a good friend. But say that I needed the money and was like, oh, I need it back. When do I ping him? And like,
how long do you give him to pay? I mean, on Venmo, it's so quick.
Yeah.
I would say, if you really need the money and he really owes you that much, I mean, I would say a week and a half.
Yeah. I mean, it opens up, what I'm saying is it opens up a whole new rule book.
Yeah.
Like, when do you ask? I mean, because if you had a friend who was just like, hey, man, what about that $4 you owe me?
Yeah.
You're looking at that friend a little different.
Yeah, it
now.
Really does seem lame.
That's Venmo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about people who don't have Venmo? I have a friend who's an accountant and doesn't have Venmo, and it drives me crazy. I'm like, it's really pretty easy to
PayPal,
do.
PayPal, though. Do they have PayPal?
Yeah, he has PayPal.
Okay. Similar. But
not
Venmo,
quite as
though,
easy.
Venmo is like a social media. It's like you can see what people buy. You can see people that are like drugs. You ever seen that?
I haven't.
I hope so.
So on your Venmo, there's also an ability to see your friends and what they're paying for. Oh, do you not know this?
Oh, that's when they're like, oh, cab. Then they put an emoji.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't look at that because I don't care.
Oh, well, you don't want to look because sometimes you'll
like
see.
Like dirty things?
I mean, I think that only happens when someone doesn't know they're being watched. But like, for example, here's one where a girl, I guess I know, named Hillary, paid for dinner, said dinner with Andy. And it just has a little plate and fork and knife. But then there's another girl named Ella who paid for something and it's just a chicken head. What is she buying?
She bought a chicken head.
And then there's salad.
There's a comment section. I always put cocaine or something else in there.
Okay.
Although I think, by the way, I think Venmo watches those.
Do they really?
I do. I think you get a notice. I think you do.
I've never gotten a notice, but I have said that twice, I think. Prostitutes, I say.
Oh.
Occasionally.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be funny. They watch that?
I think they do.
Do they think? But
let me, I actually do think
the
they
amount
do.
Of money that I send them wouldn't be enough for
like
cocaine.
That is bad cocaine and an awful prostitute.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But if they watch it, I every single time I try to make a joke.
Yeah, it does say, I did find this Mashable article that does say that Venmo watches for drug stuff and notes them. It keeps record of every single transaction, every single one. So they do.
But if somebody puts a cocaine like I do just to be funny, they don't really think that I'm...
Yeah, but then they're going to hear you on the radio and be like, that dude's on coke.
That's a good point.
That's true.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Hey, you guys, Beer Mug is in the studio. Yeah. He's standing in a microphone.
Yeah. Come on,
we
Kevin!
Invited him in.
Should I?
Yeah, turn
okay.
it
on.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good.
last time for the Mega Millions, we put out some numbers and we said, let's all buy them. And then if everybody buys them, we'll all win together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enough that we could split and you'd still have a tremendous amount of money. What was it, $1.6 billion?
Yeah, we were going to split it up and do a bunch of fun stuff with it as a listenership.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we'd become a group and we would be tied together for life.
Yeah, hold hands.
So we're going to do it again for Powerball, which is up to 800 million?
Yeah, it's getting there. It's about 750.
750.
But it'll get to 800.
All right, so here are the rules, and I didn't even know this last time. Five of the choices need to be between 1 and 69. But the Powerball number has to be 26 or below.
Hmm.
So just so we know. So
okay.
I'll start. And now, so my number is 9.
Okay.
And is there a reason?
It was my number in soccer, when I played soccer in high school.
My God, how many sports did you play, you jock?
All.
But how'd you get into comedy?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, did I?
He's still working on that.
Yeah.
No, I went to a small high school, so if you had a pulse,
okay,
you could play. Right. So nine is my first number.
Because I went to a high school that was predominantly Jewish, which means our sports teams were awful. And I still didn't play as many sports as you did.
Well,
you're like the Bo Jackson of morning radio.
All right, Jensen, what you got?
Okay. Last time I took the numbers from Smash Mouth's number one hit, All Star. Mm-hmm. I took those numbers, added them together. This time I'll be taking a different song that I love. It's With Arms Wide Open by Creed. Mm-hmm. It hit number one on November 11th, 2000, in case you thought that 2000 was a year you liked. I took 11, 11, and 20. Those are the numbers used in at that date. Added them together, 42. 42. That'll be my number. Also, Jackie Robinson's number, but that's not as important as Creed's number one hit.
I feel like I'm doing something personal, and you're all wacky.
This is personal,
Mine's
you athlete.
Personal. Okay.
This is extremely personal. Sorry, we don't all take steroids in high school, so we're good at sports.
All right, we have 9 and 42. Mm-hmm. Allie.
My number will be 69.
69.
Yeah. Is there a reason?
It's a real nice number.
Nice.
And it's very personal to me.
Oh.
Okay.
And I just want to keep it.
I like it.
Thank you, Omar. Yeah. It's a nice number.
I don't like the way Omar said, yeah.
For some reason, I did. Yeah, it was weird.
Odd.
It was weird. Yeah.
Chip. Your number, please.
Let's see. In honor of Kevin's favorite hockey player in the world, I'm going to go with number 10.
Uh-oh.
You're doing Corey Perry?
Yeah,
you're an a-hole. All right. Chip picks 10 just for spite's sake.
And I know
if we lose, by the way, this is on Chip and partially Jensen because you guys aren't taking this seriously.
Well, I am. I love Creed. Here's one thing. A lot of people are asking, why don't we just use the same numbers from our Mega Millions?
Yeah, from the last time, because we got two matches. We could do that.
And a lot of people think we'd have the same odds, but as you know, it's not.
It's not. It's totally
not
different odds.
It's totally different odds.
Yeah, totally different.
It's different.
Okay.
Also, I am nervous because we now have 9 and 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are two numbers next to each other.
Yeah.
And as we know, the likelihood of that happening is not very strong.
But if you buy two tickets.
Oh, then it is more likely. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think accurate information is being given out here.
Well, when we win.
All right, let's go to Muggs. All right. It's 30 years to the month exactly when Mama Muggs left Game 1 of the World Series with the Dodgers.
And that's the Kirk Gibson home run.
That is the Kirk Gibson home run.
Muggs was in Dodger Stadium 4 and left before he hit it.
Yep, we went to Yang Chow in Chinatown. We were eating our chow mein and orange chicken, and we got the news from the waiter in the restaurant.
So but even worse, you didn't leave the area. A lot of people left because they need to get home for sleep.
Traffic,
they're working the next day.
Yeah.
You just went down the street to eat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's because his mama's mama mug. So the number?
So the number is going to be 30.
30.
30.
Great.
Okay.
All right. And Omar, you get the Powerball number.
Yes.
So,
to be between 1 and 26.
Yeah.
This is very personal to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. My number is 2. Because there's nothing better than a big number 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just take your time
and
2 it up.
Chew it up.
I feel we're not taking this seriously, people.
Until we win.
Yeah.
All right, so here are the numbers. 9, 42, 69, 10, 30, and 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Powerball number.
Congratulations, everyone.
Very mature audience with 69, 2, and Creed's number 1 hit. Right?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. KU Rock.
Let's talk some Dodgers. Let's talk some World Series, and let's say hi to Matt Money Smith. Good morning, Matt.
Hello. How are we doing, everybody?
We are good. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Ready to get out to Dodger Stadium. We'll be out there noon to 3 in right field, so come out with your fist bumps and your high fives. And because that's right field, that's where a lot of the Red Sox fans are coming in, so
great.
We're going to hear a lot of wicked pissa and effing loser.
And parking
and
garage.
Sort of stuff today.
Packing garage. Hey, Money, I got to be honest. I'm not feeling well. This is going to be a very difficult run for the Dodgers. I feel like we're being out-coached, and it's been bothering me ever since game 1.
Yeah, it's Jensen, I'll tell you, it's tough because there's two ways, I guess, you can put this, right? Well, without this style of coaching and this platooning and the way they've done it, they're not here. You know, this is how they got here after being in a 10-game hole in the middle of the season, after falling behind one game to none to the Brewers. I mean, is how they've arrived at the World Series. And then I think the flip side of that is, okay, well, the Red Sox won 108 games. They destroyed the Yankees, 100-win team. The Astros, the defending World Series champ, they're a different team. You have to change the way you manage. And they haven't done that. And I'm with you. I tend to subscribe to the latter. I don't know how you keep your four best hitters on the bench to start games one and two. You know, lefty versus lefty, be damned. And I think that's why Dave Roberts is getting a lot of incoming right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, there's a lot of decisions that are made back and forth. But do you think the idea that they're playing seven games and you can make any adjustments you want after you already played them twice, does that help? Might they change their strategy?
Because there's going to be righties on the mound. So it's just by default that Dave Roberts can get bailed out. You know, the next two pitchers for the Red Sox, Porcello and Eovaldi, are righties. And that means you get to put Max Muncy, who has the highest home run rate per at bat in the major leagues. You have your NLCS MVP, Cody Bell. I mean, it sounds crazy when you start rattling off. These guys did not start. They got three at bats in the first
two
games.
That's craziness.
It is. I mean, it really is nuts. And it's, you know, chalk one up for the jocks and put the nerds back in the locker. I mean, it's kind of what it needs to do.
We heard
it drives me absolutely nuts, this whole analytics thing. Once you see it's not working, let Dave Roberts make an adjustment. Don't worry about talking the nerd up on his computer like, nope, we need to do this. And blah, blah, blah. It is insane. That is not what baseball is. And the fact that it's become this and that you can just blame some guy on a computer is absurd to me.
Hey, Allie.
Yeah.
How do nerds sound again?
That's
technically an impression of me, just so it's out there.
I'll tell you what's funny about that, though. Like, the two worst decisions that Dave Roberts made weren't analytics-based. There's no spreadsheet, no PowerPoint, no freaking algorithm that would have told you to put Ryan Madsen in that position, because he had already given up runs to every runner he had inherited to that point in game one. So, and when he was asked about it, he was just like, you know what? We just liked Ryan in that spot. He's been there before. He's won a couple World Series, and we trusted him. So what's really frustrating is you can't point one direction or the other. Well, this is why it happened. Well, no, because he used gut here and it bit him in the ass. And every move he's made has been wrong.
And money, it's killed me because I just don't feel we're not out of our league. That's the thing that hurts me the most is we're not outpowered. We're not outkilled. We're in the game. And it bothers me more because we're in the game.
I think the one thing, I'm not quite sure I'm with you on that, Jensen. I think the one thing about this Red Sox team is it's very reminiscent of the Cardinals when they were putting it to the Dodgers. They battle at bats. If you're a good to above average pitcher, they crush you. And that's what the Cardinals did to the Dodgers, you know, kind of about three, four years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. Same with the Phillies. And I think this is the one type of team that the Dodgers have always struggled with. And when you look at the numbers, like, they're crazy. These guys have scored, I think, 9 of their 12 runs with two outs.
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, their batting average increases when there's a guy on you know, in scoring position, and then it increases when the bases are loaded. Like, they're just a great clutch-hitting team, and that's always been the Dodgers' kryptonite.
Then that's really what you want when you've got an incredible pitching team like the Red Sox. You want guys out there that aren't hitting.
Well, I see what you did
it's
there.
It's insanity to me. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, 16 straight outs to close games. I mean, look, enough. Like, with the negativity, there it is. The positive is their best pitcher's throwing today. Yeah. And the Dodgers' offense is facing a righty, which they tend to hit a lot better off of. So the matchup with Walker Buehler, even though he's not Clayton Kershaw and the big name, he's their best pitcher. And his stuff, just to use the seam head lingo,
right.
And let me tell you, this kid's stuff, it's electric. That's kind of what you're going to hear the baseball, and it is. You know, I mean, he's going to throw between 96 and 100 for six innings, and that stuff tends to play a lot better than Clayton Kershaw's slider that's 88 and fastball that's 90, that those guys were freaking launching nukes all over the place. So I think it lines up for the Dodgers to win today, and then you hope that gives a little bit of momentum to probably their most competitive player on the roster, Rich Hill, to get on the mound tomorrow and even this thing up.
Is it possible just to have Buehler pitch all three games, days in a row?
Now that,
right?
Talk about advanced analytics.
If he's the best.
You know, I mean, right? I think, you know what? I think we get maybe like a nice mix of Prep H, Geritol, and some Ben Gay, and you just kind of mix it up in a vat and rub it all over him. I think you might have a shot at that, Kev.
He could pinch from the jacuzzi.
There you go. You roll it out to the mound.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, why does Joe Buck hate the Dodgers so much?
You know, I'm going to be the sanctimonious a-hole broadcaster, right? As someone who does it, and I used to do it just, you know, neutral down the middle before I was affiliated with the Chargers. I used to get that all the time. Oh, I can hear, you know, you were on that Packer call, and I could totally hear you growing up a Bear fan. No, you didn't. You just wanted to hear that. I don't think Joe hates the Dodgers. I think the problem with Joe is inherently he's not an excited broadcaster. He just kind of delivers a very deadpan style of broadcasting.
So when he shows any kind of emotion, you're like, there it is.
Exactly. So when something big happens, he doesn't quite have that explosion, you know, that Gus Johnson style or Ian Eagle style to him. And I think that leads a lot of fans to believe that he doesn't like their team. However, I will say, he's from that godforsaken hell pit, St. Louis. They tend to believe that they're better than everybody else in the world of baseball. So maybe there is something to it.
By the way, Money, just so you know, we talked to Joe Buck yesterday, and Allie asked him that question, and he gave pretty much the same answer, which is both teams think I hate them.
Yeah.
So when he was leaving Boston, people were yelling things at him. When he comes to Dodger Stadium, people yell things at him. There's no way he can win.
I have a hot take on that. Mm-hmm. He has that voice. He has a different voice. It's a little pompous. I hate to use that word because it's so negative. But he has a voice that's a little judgmental. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes if your team's in the game and you're very sensitive towards it, you'll think it's about you.
Yeah, I said, look, and I'm with you, Jensen. I hate doing it because he's a great broadcaster.
I mean,
he's
really
in the position he's in for a reason.
I think he's one of the best.
Yeah,
I prefer the Kevin Harlan style. I want my guy, you know, the Dickie Vitales. I want my guys geeked. You know, I'm excited to watch. I think you should be excited to watch, not speaking from a position where, look at that rocket shot over shortstop.
See, it's the same voice that orders Grey Poupon. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know what, though? I'll say this. I'd rather have a hot dog with Grey Poupon than freaking ketchup, Allie, you child.
Oh, damn it. Start with that. It's ridiculous. All right. Game 3, Dodger Stadium tonight.
Get in.
Game 3 is 5:09 tonight, and then tomorrow night is 5:09, and then Sunday night, they made a huge switch, and it's 5:15 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right? So. 6 minutes you got because, you know, let's get your Hail Marys and rosaries in before that Sunday nighter gets going, right?
All right. Matt Money Smith is where you can reach him on Twitter. Also, Petros and Money will be at Dodger Stadium today from noon to 3 in the right field stands, and you can drop by and say hi to them as well.
Wicked pissa. That's right.
Hockey garage.
Thanks, Matt.
All right.
Find out.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
We're here with Derek Lewis, the self-proclaimed black beast.
Is it that you were afraid to say it?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know.
He doesn't use that word.
Most of the time. Derek, welcome. We're happy to have you.
So happy.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You fought earlier in the night with the McGregor-Habib nightmare.
Yeah.
And you were fantastic. What's your take on the fight? To me, it looked like you were losing almost the whole way until that one punch with 10 seconds left.
Yeah, it was crazy because before the fight, I was telling my coach it'd be great if I could have one of those Rocky fights since I'm fighting Draco.
Right.
And that's exactly how it ended, just like one of the Rocky fights. So I was happy.
Could you tell that the round was running down as far as time-wise? Like, it's got to be ending rather soon? Because it was like, what was it, 10, 11, 12 seconds left?
Yeah, so my coaches always tell me how much more time we got left. And so I was like, okay, I'm wait till the one-minute mark. Then the one-minute mark came, then I was like, all right, it's still not time yet. I'm going to wait till 30 seconds. Then he told me 30 seconds left. Then I said, okay, time to go.
Because it doesn't matter how much training these opponents have or how many belts they have. It's still like they're going to get punched in the face very hard by you.
Yes, for sure. That's all I'm looking for.
That's all he's looking for. Like, he's literally, that's the training. I mean, and you can't train as an opponent. Like, you can't do groundwork. You can't do all your cute little jujitsu moves because when you get punched in the face, it's going to hurt a lot. Yeah.
I'd like to play the interview with you and Joe Rogan after the fight. Because it's my favorite interview that's ever happened.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
I mean, just that clip alone, was the best thing I ever heard.
That's my generation's Frost Nixon. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is a great question asked and a great answer.
Yeah, it was just freestyle. I didn't even plan on saying that because I just took my shorts off to throw it in the crowds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so why you did it?
Yeah.
So when Joe asked you, you were just totally winging it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
I'm always winging it in all my interviews. So.
And then it continues.
What you just did was absolutely phenomenal.
I told them boys, you know, they keep underestimating me. I ain't all that technical and all that, but I'm getting there.
You were looking for that big haymaker all night. You found it in the last minute of the fight. Talk us through this, Derek.
I forgot. A few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got to knock this Russian motherfucker out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin is what they're talking about, USA and his hoe.
Listen, Derek,
what in God's name are you talking about?
I love it. Don't ask him. Don't ask an expert how he... Did you ask Picasso what he's painting? Don't ever do that to a pro.
Did you have that rehearsed?
No, not at all.
You just went with it.
Just freestyle.
So are you weirded out now that the official Pledge of Allegiance is USA and at ho? That all the children in their schools are saying it and we all have to do it before sporting events?
Yeah, I believe that's right there going to make the NFL players start standing up. Very much.
All right, the interview continues.
You came into this fight the number two contender with that knockout. You're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. What you talking about right now? I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. Not with no gas tank like that.
And here you are today, a week from tomorrow night, you're fighting Daniel Cormier for the title.
Yes, for sure.
You're going to have to sit your ass down and do some cardio.
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've been doing nonstop. That's my strength conditioning coach right there. And we've been on it. We've been killing it. Actually, we've been doing 3 hours a day.
Do you have any animosity with Daniel Cormier?
Not at all. Just disrespected Popeye's chicken. That's about it.
Explain what that is. What is that? He disrespected Popeye's?
Yeah.
You know, how dare he?
Yeah. He just teasing everybody about, like, he's going to really eat that Popeye's chicken. No, damn well he didn't eat that chicken. It's just the waste. You know, I went to a couple of Popeye's before, and they talking about, no, we don't got no more drumsticks. So he had the damn drumsticks in the video playing with it. They didn't want him throwing it away and not even eating it.
It's disrespectful. He's going to get punched in the face.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, we appreciate you coming in today, and best of luck a week from tomorrow night. Again, it is UFC 230. It's you and Daniel Cormier for the light heavyweight or heavyweight?
It's heavyweight.
Heavyweight mm-hmm. championship mm-hmm. of the UFC.
I do like that you think the Black Beast is a light heavyweight.
Yeah, I'm looking a little small. I know.
No, I was thinking about Daniel Cormier because he has both belts, but clearly you're a heavyweight, so that's the belt that you're going to be going after a week from tomorrow night.
Go get him.
Best of luck. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Adam Devine is here.
Woo! Yes, he is. Hey, what's up?
How are you, Adam?
I'm great, guys. What's going on? What's new?
It's been a minute.
I haven't seen you since, not Acoustic Christmas, nope. April Foolishness.
I've gotten fatter since then.
Fatter? You have not.
Yeah, it seems not what we thought.
Killed.
How many pounds would you guess you've added?
I would say 15.
15 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I agree with Ellie, though. You killed.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I'm not saying I wasn't expecting it, but I was really surprised.
I'm kind of saying I wasn't expecting it.
Back to the 15 pounds, though. we don't have to talk about that.
I can't help but notice that you're wearing a Dodgers hat.
Go Dodgers, baby.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling Dodgers in seven. We're going the whole way.
Going seven?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
But then again, I'm just saying that. We could lose.
Because who knows, you know? Right?
Who knows?
You're also a Clippers fan, so you're used to losing.
Yeah, I usually pick the non-winners.
You've been trained? You've been trained by the Clippers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you think, for real, the Dodgers could win this?
I do, man. Baseball's insane. Agreed. I never understand how anyone wins any game. Like, to me, I'm like, I don't understand how one team is better than the other team when it comes to baseball. In other sports, you're like, oh... Like, one guy can just take over.
LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron. In basketball, you could just dominate. And then in baseball, every time I'm like, how'd they do that? I'm too drunk to be here. I'm like, damn, this game is long. I've accidentally drank 13 Dodger beers.
They're tasty.
Wait, quick question. Do you like Dodger dogs?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I have four Dodger dogs. That's the Gateway. The weight gain.
Oh,
Gateway.
I see. That's what it's from?
Yeah. The beer's talking right then. Yeah, it's the beer. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still drunk. What's in this?
Are you going to the game tonight? Tomorrow, Sunday?
I'm not. I'm doing shows. I'm preparing for my Netflix special. So I'm doing some shows at Flappers in Burbank tonight. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. And then I hope I can make it to a game, but I'm about to go on the road for about 2 weeks. So it's not looking
good.
It'll
be over by then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
What's up with Flappers? I feel like they've had this resurgence lately.
Well, it's cool.
Everyone's playing there.
It's cool because it feels like it's out of town,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
Right.
Burbank's that cool city in Los Angeles that when you're there, you're like, I could be in Iowa. Like, it doesn't feel like you're right in LA.
Does not feel like LA.
The only thing grounding you is that IKEA.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. IKEA. I'm like, okay, I am close to home. mm-hmm. And a Cold Stone Creamery.
I want to talk to you about the holiday tour that you took with the USO, because that sounds fascinating.
Man, it was awesome. We went, I took my dad.
You took your dad.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Pretty incredible. We went to Spain, Iraq, Afghanistan, United Arab Emirates, Poland, and one other place that I'm forgetting. But
how long was it?
It was only for 5 days. So we did.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we did 11 shows in 5 days. I took my dad, and the first night we had a big show. It was in Spain. And my dad goes, hey, let's not get too drunk tonight because it's going to be a big trip. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And then a half hour later, I see him with a brand new drink. And he's like, yeah, this might be my last one. I'm like, okay. Half hour later, another one. And I see him holding two Marines, and he's like, F ISIS, am I right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God.
Lost dad.
Yeah.
At any point, did anyone in the military yell at you or your dad?
Yeah, well...
wandered off someplace you're not supposed to be?
My dad, that next morning, was like, hey, if one of us isn't awake, let's knock on each other's door. It's 6 a.m., we have to be down to the lobby. I leave with my luggage, and my dad hadn't knocked on my door. I knock on my door, my dad opens it, wearing all of the same clothes that he wore last night.
What?
And the woman who's in charge of the USO is running up the street. Uh-oh. The woman comes in. She's like, the general's in the lobby. The general is in the lobby. You've got to go.
Oh, my God.
And my dad, I'm like, Dad, you got to get ready. And he goes, okay. And then he just takes off his pants and underwear.
What?
Yeah. And I'm going, what are you doing? So I smack my dad in the face, and I go, what are you doing? The general's in the lobby. And then he just lays in the bed, pulls a cover over himself, and goes, just leave me. And I go, and I grab him, and I smack him another. I've never smacked my dad in my life. And I smack him two times this morning.
Because the general's in the lobby.
His genitals are hanging out. And I go, we gotta go. The general's in the lobby. And he goes, oh, well, why didn't you say so? He gets his clothes. We leave. He forgets his glasses. My dad's blind without his glasses. Aww. So the rest of his trip, he can't see anything. A day later, he finds his prescription sunglasses deep in his backpack. And now he's that cool guy that never takes his sunglasses off.
He's like Pitbull.
Inside at night in Iraq on Christmas.
He seems to be worse than you.
Yeah. He's a monster.
I can see now why you're the way you are.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
But you would think that he, at his age, would have grown up a little.
He would have figured it out. My dad burns hot and bright the first night, wherever we're at. And then that star diminishes something serious.
So that's when he was telling you, don't drink too much. This is a long trip. He was talking to himself.
He was definitely talking to himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your...
listen.
Right. What was your impression of the people that you were doing the shows for? And
man, it really was incredible. And to see them over there and like, I was never in the military. And so I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I'm like, oh, cool. The military. Yeah, that'll be,
so you
that'll
just
be
thought,
fun.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. I'm like, that'll be a good thing to do. And I'll get to go to these weird places I never would get to go to. And then afterwards, I have so much respect for them and it really what they have to go through every day and how just stinky Iraq is. It's like they have to breathe that every day.
Yeah.
They burn their human poop over there for like heat. So like there's just poop particles in the air all the time. And those people are over there just inhaling that constantly.
That doesn't sound healthy.
No, not healthy.
This is not a sexy story.
So I'm on.
I didn't see that part. No. In Zero Dark 30.
All my stories are real sexy. Yeah. Get used to how sexy my stories are. Yeah. So I'm on stage in Iraq on Christmas Day. And I don't really follow the news very, very much. And I didn't realize that we're now fighting with
the Iraqi soldiers
right.
against ISIS. And when we started the war, we were obviously fighting against them. And so I'm on stage and I just look out and I see like 15 Iraqi soldiers rocking the Saddam mustaches, which are still very popular in that culture.
Okay.
And they're all rocking it, wearing their full uniforms. And I was literally like, we've been breached.
Does anybody else see those guys over there?
Yeah, it's like the guy at the guard tower is currently at the show.
We need to take a break. Adam Devine again is playing tonight and tomorrow night at Flappers. You're doing both two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. on both nights.
That's right.
Adam Devine is here. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
All right.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Adam Devine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's in the studio with us.
Yep.
Adam, I want to talk about your childhood because
let's dig in.
I found out something that I never knew about you, and it's freaky.
It's mind blowing.
Actually, Jensen, the one that found it and pointed it out.
You were hit by a cement truck.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
I like the idea that you're like, oh, yeah, that story.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like, there's other ones.
People put weird stuff on the Wikipedia page that I'm like, that just never ever happened.
Yeah, how you played the young child of Mr. Belvedere.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were hit with a cement truck at 11 years old. You broke almost every bone in your body.
I broke every bone from my waist down except for my right femur and then some ribs and popped a lung.
It's unbelievable.
You broke your penis.
I did. I broke my penis.
Oh.
I elongated it.
It's an 11-year-old penis that you had to bring up.
Yeah.
That's true.
I have a question though, because cement trucks in general are pretty slow.
And he was reversing.
How could you not?
By the way, Kevin,
how could you not get out of the way?
Kevin wants details as to how it happened.
I
call BS.
Yeah, fake story, fake news.
No, I want to know how it happened because how could it happen?
I feel like he's victim blaming.
Well, you're putting this on me?
Yeah, I feel like he
is. Sounds like someone's in the pocket of big cement.
I need the facts and then I'll decide who I'm putting on.
Now, I grew up in the suburbs, so like houses were being built everywhere and there was three cement trucks going up the hill and two were coming down. And my friend was across the street, and what we were going to do, we didn't tell our parents this. We told them that we were just going to go buy suckers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we go there and we rip out pages from the penthouse forum, and we like the stories.
So you did get it for the
articles. we were going there to do that, and my friend was across the street, and he yells after the third cement truck goes up the hill. He yells, "Come on!" As in, I hear it as in, "Come on, the coast is clear," and he meant, "Come on, I'm excited to read these erotic tales." And so
and he yelled, "Come on."
He yells, "Come on." Like he was already across the street.
Right.
And I go, "Oh, okay." And then so the third cement truck passed. I walked out directly behind it thinking that it's smooth sailing.
Yeah,
then bingo bango, crushed, taken under the first two wheels and then spit out.
Do you
flew 500 feet.
Whoa.
Good distance.
500 feet is a good distance.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect tens.
I was hit in one county and landed in another.
Yeah, I mean, that's
crazy.
Insane story.
Did you, this is another weird thing, but sometimes when something that traumatic happens to you, you don't really remember much of the detail.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I remember a few hours before it happening, and then as much as you can remember exactly when you were 11 years old.
Right.
Yeah. They're all a little fuzzy because of the drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
But then I remember waking up in the hospital about 2 weeks later. Oh. I was in a medically induced coma.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I arose from
now,
a slumber.
Now, when you got up from that induced coma, mm-hmm. did you know what happened?
I go, cement truck.
I thought you were going to be like, penthouse forum.
Are they in my pocket? Was I caught?
Did she ever get the pizza?
Yeah. A weird story. I tried to write for Penthouse Forum when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah, in a little college job board. There was like, write for Penthouse Forum. So I wrote two erotic tales. One where I was on a jet ski and it was out of control. And we just need to make love one last time. And another where we were on a hot air balloon ride and it was out of control. And we had sex one last time. I was like, one of these out of control vehicles is going to work.
I'm not positive that's what they were going for.
No. I didn't hear back.
Kink. It's like real aggressive fast sex.
We gotta do it, guys.
Yeah.
Only because we have to, honest.
I'm trying to figure out what mechanism would make it better. Oh, we had sex. The hot air balloon works now.
Yeah. Like, we can land it again.
Yeah.
We're not just gonna soar into the atmosphere.
Have you always done that? Have you always always written publications and stuff to try and get stuff?
Well, that was like really the first one that I did, but I always liked writing. That's probably why I ended up doing this stuff.
Yeah, and people who know you from Workaholics or Pitch Perfect, like if for your stand-up like you're doing this weekend, like what will they, going in, what will they know about you and what's different in your stand-up act?
I feel like I'm a healthy mix of Workaholics and like Pitch Perfect and Modern Family, where I'm like not as insane as I am in Workaholics, but I'm also not like just a sweet bubblegum little boy either. So I'm like I'm a fun mix,
somewhere in between.
Yeah,
a fun mix. All right, again, you're going to be at Flappers in Burbank tonight and tomorrow night, two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. Tickets are $25 and they're available at flapperscomedy.com.
That's right.
Do you mind if we do 60 seconds with you?
Hit me.
All right, 60 seconds with Adam Devine. Would you rather hang out with a guy named Rob or a guy named Chuck?
Chuck, for sure.
IHOP or Denny's?
Denny's.
Pineapple on pizza, yes, or I'm not an animal?
No.
Have you ever been in a real fight?
What do you consider real?
Well, the cement truck would work.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, then, yeah. That wasn't a fight.
I fight
that
steel. Was just... Yeah.
So no?
No.
Okay, never been in a real fight. All right, what's the worst TV show that you love?
The worst TV show that I love? Probably Family Matters. I still watch those reruns, and I'm like, every time, Urkel, what are you getting into now?
Did you really live in the house where Workaholics was filmed?
I was. Yeah, I lived there for years.
Seems terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
What was the last thing you Googled?
Ooh, no comment.
Okay. So porn. All right.
What's the thing, hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon rides.
What's the thing most people would be surprised to find out about you?
I'm 6'3". Why are we laughing?
Because you're 4'9". That's why. Adam, you're the best. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Anytime you come in. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good hang. Sorry for the F-bomb earlier.
Nah, no worries. Thank you.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Ellie is here now. What's happening?
Well, what's happening is around this time on Fridays, we do a special edition of What's Happening. We do our playlist. We have a playlist called That's My Jam, and we'll link it at Kevin and Bean on both Twitter and Facebook. It's basically a playlist of all songs that we're digging at the moment, or maybe it's a song from the past we haven't thought about in a while. And it's just a good way to kind of get to know the people on the Kevin and Bean Show and what their interests are, and a great way to hear new music you might not have ever heard of. And it's everyone from the show. It's all of us in here, and Beer Mug and Chip and Ruben and Dave and Christine, and not Omar, because you don't want to know Omar anymore.
Correct.
Trust me, you guys. So if you click on the playlist and then click follow, you're going to have new music every week. There's about 50 songs on it, about 3 hours, 10 minutes. Just press shuffle. All sorts of good stuff in your ears. And I believe this week we all kind of went a little Halloween-y, a little spooky, a little off the beaten path, correct?
Yes.
Kevin, you're up.
Billie Eilish is her name. And I listened to the song 3 or 4 times and I really loved it, but I couldn't understand exactly what she was saying.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought she said, and this is why it was my pick, because it's sort of Halloween-esque, is "You Should See Me in the Ground." That's okay. What I thought it was.
Okay.
That's why I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, cemetery and ghouls. And
and the words make sense that way.
Yeah.
It's "You Should See Me in a Crown."
Oh.
That's the actual title of the song.
That's totally different.
Has nothing to do with the ground.
Well, the crown could be ghoulish.
It is, sort of. I mean, there's a bunch of spiders crawling all over her.
That's the video I've seen.
Yeah,
of the spider coming out of the mouth.
And something coming out of her mouth. Coming out of her mouth.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a great song. It just wasn't the song I thought that it was.
And Billy herself is a bit Halloweenish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So this is "You Should See Me in a Crown."
It's not your song because you picked Savory, How You Like Me Now.
See, here's the thing.
What happened? Because I picked both.
Here's what happened. I think he because I was there when we did it. He Googled "Wait to See Me in the Ground." That song came up, and he's like, "That song doesn't sound like the one that I'm into." And I was like, "Yeah, that doesn't sound like the thing you're explaining."
And the thing that you saw,
but it's Billie Eilish, "Wait to See Me in the Ground." We have really played it. We've really messed with it this time because the song is different, but the titles or the basically "See Me in the Ground" is in that song. So what he wanted.
So I get two picks then.
He basically what he did is he found a song that said, "Can you see me in the ground?" That song exists.
That's the one we just heard.
Yes.
Okay, but which is on the playlist.
He thought the other song said that.
Okay.
Whoa. Who's on first? Billie Eilish.
Lord. All right.
Billie Eilish, "You Should See Me in a Crowd."
Okay, then we'll update the playlist.
I'll put that song. I'll put the other one up
too. No, the other one should get the shine as well.
Yeah, of course. I'll put the other one on too.
That has the lyrics you thought was in the other one.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well,
so I made 7 mistakes in that.
A little bit. Yeah.
I could make that many in one thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the next pick is Beans, and he went pure Halloween with Marilyn Manson's "This Is Halloween."
Love that version.
Yes. So good. That whole remix album is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer the Danny Elfman version, but that's just me because, well, Halloween, Danny Elfman.
Right.
Marilyn Manson doesn't really bring up Halloween to me.
This is the weekend he's playing.
That was a joke.
This is the weekend that they're doing the whole thing with the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jensen, you're up next.
Well, I picked something necessarily not fully Halloween, although if you looked at him, he's kind of scary looking. But he unfortunately passed away last November, almost a year ago. Little Peep. And this whole year has been very odd with rappers passing away that have a lot of promise between Mac Miller and XXXTentacion, Little Peep. But they are releasing a new album, and he's sort of in that post-emo revival more than he is hip-hop. It actually could be played on K-Rock more than any urban station. And they're putting out an album post-death, sort of a tribute album of songs that he was trying to finish when he passed away from an accidental drug overdose. And it just came out. It's called "Cry Alone" by Little Peep.
I like that.
Little Peep.
That's really cool.
Little Peep.
Rest in peace, Little Peep.
R.I.P. Little Peep. My song comes from one of my all-time favorite bands. They formed in the early 80s, like 1983 in Australia. They're a rock band. And this song had a resurgence lately, and I'll tell you why after, just so you're not mad listening to the song. But it is off of their album Let Love In 1994. Here's the thing with this song. It's creepy. It's weird. Then you really look at the lyrics and you're like, this song is terrifying and sexy, and I want to bone to it. It is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds' "Red Right Hand." He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand.
Love that.
It's so good.
Don't tell us something now that's going to make us hate it. Like Bill Cosby listened to it on his way to jail or something.
No. Okay. I tuned into this TV show, and this was the theme of it. And I was like, holy crap, this show's going to be incredible. It's freaking Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, "Red Right Hand."
Right.
That show is Peaky Blinders, bitches.
Oh,
yes.
Boo.
Yes. Yes. The best show with the best theme song.
Ellie will not stop talking about this TV show.
I'm just saying, everybody that does watch it winds up saying, you know what, you're right. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. Well, guess what? Season 5 comes out next year. Catch up, Jesus. Suckers. Again, it's the That's My Jam playlist. We have linked you at Kevin and Bean on both Twitter and Facebook. Just follow along. You're going to have great music every single week, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Dylan McDermott, Rita Wilson, Seth MacFarlane, CM Punk, Tom Kavanaugh, and Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
We just spent 10 minutes trying to figure out where I went wrong.
Billie Eilish versus some dance techno song that you found on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just focus on the fact that I picked Nick Cave in the bad season.
Let's do.
It's the best.
Let's do.
Ever.
I like that.
Okay, no problem.
I'm fine with that this one time.
No problem.
You know, Jensen was keeping the Halloween spirit alive by picking dead guys.
Yeah.
So.
Coming up from the
Yeah. And sort of, sure. it, he made me think of Easter.
Yeah,
little, sure. little peep. So, yeah.
All right. So it's all folding together.
That's my jam, huh?
Dave the King of Mexico is in here because he needs a costume for Halloween.
Yeah, it's the K-Rock Halloween costume ball tomorrow. And, you know, leave it up to me to not have a costume. But I don't want elaborate costume that needs all these pieces. I just want an easy costume. What can I do, guys? Can you help me out?
I mean, that is the question, because a lot of people go to these parties, don't look forward to the dressing up part of it. Some people really
not
do.
Me. No.
I don't either.
No. We did learn recently by looking through Allie's Amazon purchases that she has to own a second house that only has costumes in its closets, because orders and orders and orders of different outfits.
I am the go-to person for friends for Halloween. People
Makes
are
sense.
Like, can I come over and look through? Well, absolutely.
Instead of taking calls, which we were going to do at 1-800-520-1067, could he just come to your closet and
sure.
just...
Sure. I can tell you some of the ones I have. Of course, I have the sexy leprechaun.
Yep. Yes, please.
Okay. I have Batgirl.
I'll be Fat Girl.
Then. I have Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
I have
Fat Godot. What would it be? Gal Gadot? Anyway. All right.
I have the Harlem Globetrotters. I have a shirt that says my name on it. Plus, I have the wristbands, the headband, everything.
I look pretty good in a basketball uniform.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've got a Ruby's Diner outfit.
Ooh,
complete
that's solid.
With the roller skates.
Whoa.
Yeah, from the people at Ruby's. They were nice enough during a live shot that I did to actually give me an outfit. And by give me, I beg them for it because I love those outfits so much.
Yeah, can roller skate, so I'll pass on that one. Yeah.
All right. I have, of course, a Darth Vader. I also have a Darth Vaderette.
Ooh.
So, but I'm going to probably wear that one again.
All right.
So
give
I do
him
have
the Darth Vaderette.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gave Christine my my Princess Leia, so you could actually wear that if she doesn't. It's just, it's the white robe. It's not the bikini.
Now we're talking.
Can I ask a question?
Now
we're
talking.
Who keeps all this stuff?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why
what
do you still
mean
have?
What do you mean? Why would I still have
because
it? Why would
I've,
I get rid of
because
it?
Because I've dressed up for Halloween in some pretty elaborate stuff, and I have
get
no clue. A week later, I have no clue where it is.
Well, you don't have friends that need things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't think of me if they need things.
Yeah. I also have just simple, like, 80s outfits, like the off-the-shoulder flash dance, then with, like, leg warmers and stuff like that.
I don't see Dave's flash dance.
No? Yeah, and I don't see me putting leg warmers on. Like, look, I just want something I could put, like, that has a hole in it that I could put over my head.
Like a
and
ghost?
Then be like, boom.
Yeah. You'd be a ghost.
Yeah, and then here I am.
All right, we have to take calls now because Allie's apparently doesn't have something for Dave, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067. If you have an idea.
A quick idea.
A last-minute Halloween costume. It has to be very quick and easy.
Yeah, your go-to.
He may take it off after 15 minutes,
Okay.
just so you know, and then he'll just walk around.
Something disposable, too.
Like, do you have
disposable?
Yeah, I don't want to keep it.
Do you have khaki pants?
Yeah, I think so. Golf
do you
pants,
have a red shirt?
I do.
You work at Target.
Boom.
That wasn't awful.
Yeah. All right, let's take one phone call, and let's make it Luke in Los Angeles. Good morning, Luke.
I am your father.
Good morning.
Girth Vader.
Hey, guys.
We hear you. Take it easy, Luke. We're just talking.
Perfect.
All right.
Cage?
So, real simple. I hate dressing up for Halloween as well.
My dude.
This one's real easy. Mm-hmm. You get fake money from a dollar store. A bunch of cheap alarm clocks or, like, you know, timers. You tape them on to a belt, and you wear it over whatever you want to wear on Halloween, just normal clothes. And you are a waste of time and money, like most Halloween costumes.
It's a long walk. Long walk off the pier.
Yeah. And then you have to tell everybody that story over and over and over.
But not only that, you got to go find the fake money, and you got to go find the fake clocks. I don't want to do that.
That's way too much
that's
effort.
99-cent store. $0.99 $3.
Listen, I don't go to the 99-cent store because it's not near me. I'm not going to do that.
Wow, right. Are you just going to fight with everyone that gives you
I think that's a good idea. Thank you.
I need help.
Also, good luck walking around crowds ticking.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Right?
Don't
Maybe
love
that's
it.
A bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's go to Leo and Downey. Good morning, Leo.
Hi. Helpful Honda guy.
Just a blue shirt.
Khakis and khakis.
Blue shirt. I like the color blue.
Boom.
Right? Yeah.
I've done similar. I don't know if you know what I look like, but I kind of look like Rachel Maddow. And I've put I've worn a blue jacket and khakis and put on my black rim glasses, and I have been the Verizon guy before.
Yeah.
All right.
It works.
That's
all
a good idea.
But if you are the helpful Honda guy, you have to be helpful. You can't do nice tarnish things for their name.
Wow, I don't want
to
disparage
them.
You have
to get drinks. You have to do all sorts of stuff. You have to stay on brand.
That would be cool. Hey, right? I'll get your drinks. Give me your money.
Later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just stealing, Honda.
You're the
guy.
Worst.
Your name. I need to know your name. You know, I'm a helpful Honda guy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you.
All right,
that's a good idea. Thank you for calling. All right, that's not bad.
Yeah, we're off to a good start.
All right, we're going to take a break. 1-800-520-1067. If you have suggestions, you can call now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Let's take one call. We're talking about Dave the King of Mexico. Doesn't have a Halloween costume yet for a party that is tomorrow. So he needs something easy, something that not too complex.
Yeah, doesn't need to explain it.
Yeah. You don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get some suggestions for him. And Jerry in Oak Park is on the phone. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, guys. What'd it do?
What'd it do?
So my idea is just you go casual and then you tape a couple of nickels to your back and your nickel back.
Hmm. Now, does he go shirtless so people can see him, or he puts it on the back of his shirt?
Back of his shirt.
All right.
How many nickels are we talking about?
What are you? How cheap are you?
What? Well, no. I mean, who has nickels standing by?
Who has nickels standing by?
What? Like nickels are impossible to get these days?
I'm sorry. How many nickels do you guys have?
A lot.
On you right now?
You're not on me right now, bunch.
I can get change anywhere.
Why would you do that?
Oh,
what?
Sweet
How
Jesus.
Do you? What?
Okay.
I don't want to go to the bank and get a roll of nickels.
Jerry, I don't love your suggestion, but it sure did open a door into how weird Dave is.
Now I do love your suggestion. Thank you, Jerry. God. We appreciate the call.
Where does someone get nickels? It's so hard.
Dave, the King of Mexico, is trying to look for a Halloween costume.
The King of Mexico and the Jester of Nickels.
Yes, for tomorrow.
No nickels, Dave.
So he needs a Halloween costume. It has to be very simple. He doesn't want to put a lot of work into it. I'll give you an example. The last person that called, if you weren't listening, said tape a nickel to the back of your shirt and your nickel back. And Dave countered with, who's got a nickel?
Like it's an outdated service.
Like we're asking
Who's got a fax machine that's the same
Like
kind
we're
of
asking for a penny that's 1900.
Yeah.
A nickels are everywhere.
Yeah. Who's got a home line?
So that's what we're dealing with when we're talking about Dave. So let's go through some of these and see if any of them will hit him. So far, it's Leo with the helpful Honda guy.
Yeah. That's the easiest
one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Shema or Shema? Shema?
Hi, it's Shema. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, so I have a good one, and it's disposable. You could wrap yourself in foil and call yourself Leftovers.
I dig it. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, because I wanted to know what it felt like when you were walking, like what it sounded like. Do you get hot in the foil? Does it heat you up? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of foil, and you know.
He hates everything.
No, I'm not hating on it. I just wanted more information, but I'm digging that one.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Thanks for the call, Sean. So I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Chad in Anaheim. Good morning, Chad. Hello, Chad. Going once, going twice. All right.
Chad's idea was good, though. He just said red shirt, khaki pants, and then Jake.
From State Farm.
Yeah. Jake from State Farm.
CP3's on State Farm. Can't do it.
She sounds hideous.
Hector in Granada Hills. Good morning. Hello, Hector.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, there you are.
Hey, Hector, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Maybe just get an empty box of cereal and a shoelace and a plastic knife. Call yourself a serial killer.
I hate it, Hector.
I mean,
it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
But you have to explain it, and Dave's too lazy for
that. And also, where do you get cereal?
Right?
You can't find an empty box of cereal?
I don't know.
I'll go to Kevin's house for that.
No, yeah.
We're playing the role of Dave.
We're playing the role of Dave on that one. Thank you, Hector, for the phone call. That's a good option. Nikki in Santa Monica.
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay, this one's super, super simple. My brother did it, and he's really lazy, so...
Okay.
Okay, so you just... You spike your hair forward.
Okay.
And then you wear a tie, and you stick a wire hanger through the tie and you bend it so that it's like away from your body, mm-hmm. like in front of your body.
Yeah.
And you go as a man falling off a building.
Oh. Got dark.
So, yeah. Yeah.
But do you, but I would assume he would have to explain that to everybody. Oh,
maybe man. Not. Maybe if it looks like you're falling or you're like, ah. What?
Yeah, and then so when people ask you, like, what are you? He would, like, lift up one leg, lean forward, and go, I'm falling.
Like the credits of Mad Men.
What?
I love that her brother would just keep going, wah.
Right. Dave, are you up for wah?
No, I think I'm
too lazy.
This one.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I dressed up as a warrior all the time, so I don't want to do it again.
Been there, done that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mondo in San Fernando Valley. Hi.
Hey, guys. All right, an easy one. A lampshade.
A lampshade?
Listen, you just get an old baseball cap, wire hangers. The bigger the lampshade, the better. Okay, fasten it to your hat so it's sticking up. And you said you wanted to put something over your shoulder, so you get a tablecloth, put it right over your shoulder, get a flashlight, and go stand in the corner.
Jesus, that sounds like arts and crafts. Wow. No, I'm not down with that.
I didn't know wire hangers would come up so much.
Who has a wire hanger?
Who's got wires? 2018, who's got wire hangers?
No, seriously, I don't have wires at all.
thank you for calling. Let's go to Chad, who is in Whittier. Hi, Chad.
You doing?
We're good, thank you. You have a suggestion for Dave, who's very, very, very lazy.
Yeah, he is. Mexican poncho. And a Burger King crown.
Oh.
And you can probably go to swap meet and pick it up for nothing.
And then he's the king of Mexico, I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey. But then it borders on culture appropriation with Dave.
Right?
Right?
He's so not Mexican. He says he's Mexican, but he's so not.
That's funny.
That's a great idea, Chad. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Victoria. By the way, most of these are good ideas.
Absolutely.
No, they're not.
And most of these
are good. I love Helpful Honda Guy.
I like
so
that
easy.
One.
Jake from State Farm, so easy.
Yeah,
Target, so easy.
Leftovers were good, was good, too.
Yes. Yeah. I also kind of like, whoa.
Sure. But Dave doesn't. Victoria in Riverside, hi.
Hello. Good morning.
What's your idea for Dave?
Cowboy. They're super hot flannel cowboy hat jeans. And maybe leave a couple of buttons undone.
All the way to his belly button?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe not. But, cowboy would be my suggestion. Get one of those big belt buckles and double as a bottle opener. It's just a party.
Dave, you got a cowboy hat?
I do not.
Do you have cowboy boots?
No.
He'd be putting,
but I got Daisy Dukes.
He'd be putting a cow in cowboy, though.
Oh,
I just kept with the fat thing he did earlier.
Oh, that was so
earlier. All right, I'm sorry.
I thought we were cool.
Let's go to Ryan in Chatsworth. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
You have an idea for the laziest man alive?
No, it's not the laziest man alive, but it's you go get a bunch of sticky notes that say, hello, my name is, and you write a whole bunch of different people's names on them, and you're an identity thief.
I don't hate that.
Pretty simple. I could make that in the office right now.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
I don't hate it. And I think he can get away with, like, it's a quick answer. What are you? I'm an identity thief. Done.
Right. No
more.
Not like, you know, when I'm off a building and you're like, like, it's
Dude,
a quick thing.
So easy. And I could just do it right now.
Who's got something to write, though, right? So hard to find.
I have more Post-its than nickels.
Who knows me?
Post-its? It can't be Post-its, right? You weirdo.
What? He just said.
No, he says, hi, my name is Stickum.
No, you wrote, he said you write Hi My Name Is.
He doesn't even want to go buy Hi My Name Is stickers.
I have Post-its right here.
Post-its
not what we're looking
that's
for.
That's the worst costume.
That's terrible.
Unbelievable.
He just
is that
gave,
not what he said?
He just gave you gold.
I know.
He said the stickers that say my name is.
Hi, my name is.
Oh, that's over. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you
Halloween.
I was going to ask you why you had those. That's
odd. Did get pumped.
So you don't have a choice out of all of those?
Yeah, I think I'm going to either go with a Helpful Honda Guy or leftovers.
Yeah.
So I got foil at home.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
So if you see one of those, let us know that Dave was actually at the party and was dressed up.
Yeah, and hand him a nickel.
Right? Because he really needs those. All right, we're doing a contest next for LA Comic-Con tickets. If we're going to clear the lines from everybody that has ideas for Dave, because it's impossible to please him. So we're going to hang up on you. We apologize in advance for doing that, but we have tickets for LA Comic-Con. If you want to call right now, you can play a game next. 1-800-520-1067.
It's Kevin and Bean on
K-Rock.
We have a pair of three-day passes to LA Comic-Con at the Los Angeles Convention Center. It's this weekend.
All my comic heads.
We have, no one says that. We have five pair of tickets to give away, so if you get the question right, you automatically get the tickets.
Yeah.
Jensen, what are we playing?
This is easy. In the history of comic books, a whole lot of weird celebrity cameos have taken place. People that you know from outside of the superhero universe, from the real world, mm-hmm. show up in these comic books, and so I'm going to explain to you, describe a certain comic book that involves a celebrity, and you're going to tell me what celebrity I'm talking about.
And what's it called?
Celebrity Cameos.
You went to see a movie, and you didn't know that this celebrity was in it. Oh, Celebrity Cameo. Oh, will you know the celebrity? They were in the movie just briefly. Come on, can't you see? It's so easy. Just name that celebrity. Celebrity Cameo. Oh, Celebrity Cameos, that's what you gotta know. Celebrity Cameos.
All right. Well, some hit, some miss.
So that happened.
I think he was half listening in the meeting because I think he thinks these are comic book movies, but they're not. They're comic books.
Right. Mm. Comic yeah. books.
All right.
And celebrities that you might not think are in the comics are there. They
yeah.
make cameos.
They showed
and
up.
That's why we're calling it Celebrity Cam.
Yeah, yeah. And the cameos. Song stunk.
Yeah.
Love Omar to death. Absolute genius.
Same.
That song stunk.
Jonathan in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jonathan. Quick question. You a comic head?
That's...
Well, I just heard you said comic book, not comic book movies, and I thought it was comic book movies.
Well, I think you'll be fine, because Omar clearly thought the same thing. Here we go. What late-night talk show host and one-time Daily Show correspondent appeared in Amazing Spider-Man issue 573 to help Spidey battle supervillain Grizzly, proving to be quite a rapport?
What year?
About 3-4 years ago.
Oh,
late night talk show host, one time Daily Show correspondent, quite a rapport.
Jimmy Fallon.
No. Stephen Colbert.
Celebrity Cameos.
All right, let's go to Joe in Paramount. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Here we go.
Joel. The kids half like you.
Yeah, Joel, you a comic head or what?
No, but my kids are.
All right, well, ask your kids this one. What comedian who didn't get much respect had his image forever printed in Invincible Iron Man 134 when Titania Man swings by a Lions Club and sees him doing a tight five stand-up routine?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey!
That's how you do it.
Celebrity Cameos.
You got the tickets for Comic-Con this weekend.
We all know the kids love Rodney Dangerfield, so he
right?
clearly got help from his kids.
Let's go to Joe in Covina. Hi, Joe.
Hi, what's up, comic kid?
All right!
There you go. It's
catching on, Joe. All right, here we go. What white rapper found himself fighting Punisher after the anti-hero accidentally shot down his entire entourage after a show in Detroit? He might rap Kill You, but he actually did it in this Marvel crossover where they ended up teaming up to take out even more bad guys.
Eminem?
That's right.
Look at you.
Celebrity Cameos.
Two in a row. You got the tickets for this weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Brian. In Pacoima. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good. Brian, let me know. Let me know. Are you?
No one says it.
A comic head?
Yeah!
No one says it.
All right, here
why
we go.
Why is this your one thing that you're trying to accomplish?
I'm just letting you know. That's what they call them out there in the industry. Here we go. The Fantastic Four met with what Fab Four in Strange Tales 130 after Torch and Thing's girlfriends went to see their concert. After the show, the box office got robbed and the heroes turned a date night into a work event. Cool they were able to come together to save the day.
They met with the Fab Four of Michigan.
Oh,
what?
The Fab Four of Beatles.
It's up to you guys. He thought it was Chris Webber, Jalen Rose. I mean, that was a pretty crazy answer.
I respected it, though.
It's up to you guys.
I'm gonna say that Brian was joking.
He was okay. joking with the Fab Four, and then he said the Beatles.
And then he said the Beatles, sure. which clearly it is, so you won tickets.
Yep.
And you're very lucky, Brian.
And he's a comic head, so that makes sense.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Jen in Torrance. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
Hey, Jen, tell me about it. What would you call yourself?
A comic head.
Yeah!
Listen to the guilt and shame in her voice.
Her spirit is broken.
Oh, Jen, I understand.
Which president post-assassination appeared in Superman 170 because the issue was already sent to printers before the national tragedy just a few weeks before? When DC went to cancel the comic, his predecessor, Lyndon Johnson, intervened and said to publish it in honor of the fallen hero.
John Kennedy.
All right.
All right.
You win.
Celebrity cameo.
Nicely done.
I can't stop thinking about Brian saying the Fab Four and what member of the Fab Five he left out to make it the Fab Four. Like, who does he hate?
It's got to be.
I mean, do you want to go back to him?
It's got to be Chris Webber, right?
Yeah, I mean.
The timeout, like, right?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Brian. Yeah.
Do you hate Chris Webber?
No, I don't hate Chris Webber.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That was fun.
That was a good answer.
Got that answer.
Good radio.
Good thing we did that. Sorry.
Yeah. Good radio.
All right, let's go to Dylan. In Chino Hills, we have one pair left.
Yep.
Hi, Dylan.
Hello.
Hey, Dylan. You got a nickname or something you call yourself?
Not really.
All right.
Good man.
That's not going to work.
Done. Good man.
It's a comic head to me. In both issues 11 and 12 of Howard the Duck, what Detroit rock band made a cameo as manifestations in a telekinetic psych ward patient's mind? That might sound scary, but don't worry. They were wearing their face makeup, so luckily we didn't see their actual faces.
Kiss?
If you didn't get that right, I was going to drive over to your house and beat you up. They paint their faces, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it was either them or ICP.
Dylan, you won the tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Hell yeah.
And enjoy Comic-Con at the LA Convention Center this weekend. Thanks for playing the game.
Celebrity cameos. That's what you gotta know. Celebrity cameos.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's time for Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'm gonna keep it
100. 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
All right. We're gonna take Texture 100 in just a minute, but I'm really sorry, Noah from Reseda. You were Texture 99. Give It Up by Pepper.
All right.
What a great song. So we didn't hear that. And we're not going to hear this one, Texture 101. That's Daniel from Islos, Evil by Interpol. Womp,
right.
Womp. Sorry, guys. Those two rule. Hopefully Grant has a better song.
Grant is Texture 100 from Brea. Good morning, Brant.
Hey, what's up, party people?
I just called you Brant.
Sure did, but right after saying Grant.
Just for the record. I have a brother named Brent. Maybe that's why, but you're Brent now, so I'm going to call you Brent from now on
if
that's okay.
All good dogs, Brent.
All right.
Do you have weekend plans?
I'm going to San Jose today, so.
So that sucks.
For any reason, or just heading north?
Going to see my brother, so just probably chilling and drinking.
All right.
I feel like Brant's running from the law. That's what I feel like he doesn't want to tell us.
There's something going on in San Jose.
All right. What song would you like?
Dream Car Kill for Ken.
Did I just say San Jose?
Who calls it San Jose?
Nobody ever. It's the dumbest. Wait, what song again did you say?
Dream Car Kill for Ken.
Grant.
That's a fantastic
request. I love
you.
Request. That's an excellent song.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. All right. We always ask Allie what year that was that came out. And I would like to give you a little behind the scenes of her trying to work out what year it was. Uh-huh. She said, the last year was Weenie Rose was 2014. That's what she started with.
No, but I meant it was... I have a problem remembering a lot of this past Weenie Roast.
Right.
So I know it wasn't this past Weenie Roast.
Okay.
So then I was like, so it's got to be the one before, which was 2016. Then I'm like, wait, no, this Weenie Roast was 2018. So the past one was 2017.
Okay, so take what she just said and multiply it out to about four minutes.
Yeah.
And that's how she figured it out.
It's 2017.
It is 2017, yes.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
A lot of pressure on you.
A lot of numbers. That's how bad at math I am. Oh, God.
You're the best. Next week.
Keep it 100.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Time for one more look at what's happening with Allie.
Well, we gave you guys Mega Millions numbers, and we got two out of them, right?
Yes,
two
correct. I've never matched two in my life.
Yeah.
And the numbers that we gave out on the air, two were correct.
Yeah, not bad. So we thought we could stick with those same numbers for Powerball, or we could go through today and pick all new numbers, which is what we did, because we thought maybe that was what are the chances of them winning again. Old numbers.
It would be the same as the new numbers, technically, but don't worry about it. Let's move on.
I don't believe that.
Let's move on.
So, we picked new Powerball numbers. By the way, that jackpot right now, around $750 million. It's going to get even bigger by tomorrow. So, the drawing is tomorrow. Here are the numbers you're going to need. Your Kevin and Bean Powerball numbers. 9, 42, 69. Nice. 10, 30. And your Powerball is number 2. And, of course, that was Omar's pick.
Of course it was, yeah.
Number 2.
Then if we all win, you know, we all get together and have parties every year.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Jensen had mentioned maybe we all go on a cruise and then we raise our children together. I was not down for any of it. Like, I'm cool with, like, a phone tree, like, every now and then being like, how you doing with your millions? Cool? Cool. That's all I want.
Look, we can all play a part, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. If you want to go on that cruise, you go on that
cruise. Allie's very afraid that she's going to be pushed off of a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happens on cruises.
Rarely.
Or hikes. All the time.
Rarely.
30 a day in each city.
All right.
It happens. So those are your numbers for the Powerball. Good luck to everybody, you guys. So yesterday, I brought you the highest paid actors on television. Well, Forbes has now released the highest paid actresses on television.
Sofia Vergara.
For the 7th year running, Sofia Vergara is the highest paid woman on TV. She earned an estimated $41.5 million from June of last year to June of this year.
Farrah Abramson?
Farrah is not in the top 10. No.
What about
Becky with the good hair? Becky with the good hair just out of the top 10 this year.
Kelly Cuoco. How do you say your name?
Kelly Cuoco.
Yes.
Very good.
From Big Bang.
She is next up as the highest paid female star. From the Big Bang Theory, she pulled in about $24.5 million. So we've got number one and number two.
I feel like I'm done.
You're out?
I mean, I got number one and number two.
You did.
I
feel like you could get some more.
Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen is indeed on this list. She is number five. Top five. $12.5 million for her role on Modern Family.
I don't remember if this was last year or not. Oh, shoot.
Use your words.
One of the judges on a game show?
Don't know if they'd be considered actors. That might be a whole different thing. Because Judge Judy would be like number one on this whole thing.
True.
Would you like me just to go through the top
three? Well, I mean, I got three.
You did. And I'm very impressed.
So, yes.
All right. So, number one, Sofia Vergara. Number two, Kaylee Cuoco. Number three, Ellen Pompeo. $23.5 million for Grey's Anatomy. She signed that huge deal. Number four, $13 million for Law & Order's Mariska Hargitay. Not bad. Coming in at number five, we mentioned Julie Bowen. Then number six, it was a tie between two more Big Bang Theory people, Melissa Rauch and Mayim Bialik. And then number eight, Kerry Washington from Scandal.
Oh, sure, Scandal.
$11 million. Number nine, Claire Danes.
For Homeland.
Yes.
Wow.
With $9 million. And then I was shocked by this one. Number 10, she is no longer on the show.
Okay.
But she made $8.5 million. She's from the TV show NCIS. Polly Perrette. Right? Who saw that coming?
That's odd.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you guess that if you gave me a million guesses, I would have never gotten to that.
I wouldn't either. I would like to be Sofia Vergara for many reasons.
Sure. Same.
Mostly your husband. What? CBS has ordered an animated series by Rick and Morty writer Mike McMahon. McMahon. Listen.
You had me at Rick and Morty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it's about, though. It's a animated Star Trek series. The half-hour show is titled Star Trek Lower Decks. It's going to tackle the Federation from a comedic perspective, focusing on the support crew serving on one of Starfleet's least important ships. I'm into it.
I usually would be like,
Star Trek, not into it. You're basically making fun of Star Trek.
Yes.
I'm in.
And especially with him doing it. Yeah,
yes.
I'm in.
Absolutely. By the way, the new series is just the latest Trek project by the CBS All Access streaming service. They have Star Trek Discovery, which returns for its second season in January. And then a new show with Patrick Stewart, who's back as Jean-Luc Picard. That show is in the works, so I'm in. Kevin, how are you doing with your new Starbucks drinks? Do you get into the whole pumpkin spice thing this time of year?
I have the same thing every time, and it's the double chocolatey chip whatever latte.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in trying the Witch's Brew Frappuccino?
What's in it?
It's a purple and green drink. That's the base, consisting of purple orange cream flavor. That's the Frappuccino. Then they swirl it with chia seeds, which is meant to look like bat wings once they mix the drink. Then topped with sweet vanilla cream and green lizard scale powder. All of that being said, it tastes like an orange creamsicle.
Oh, I like those.
See? All of that. Just
that's a
to get
lot
to,
of work.
By the way, tastes like an orange creamsicle. It's available now until supplies run out.
Hmm.
So, I mean, why not? Witch's Brew Frappuccino. Change it up. Mm. It's the time of the season.
I like what I get.
All right.
Plus, I don't go to, I don't go there very often at all.
Mm-hmm.
I probably go there 5 times a year. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. And there's one near my house. I just usually don't go there.
Well, is there a Taco Bell in front of it?
Yes.
Or McDonald's after?
Yes, there's both. They're both within a quarter mile of my house.
I think we understand why. All right, you guys. Some birthdays for you. Hillary Rodham Clinton, Dylan McDermott, Rita Wilson, Seth MacFarlane, CM Punk, and Tom Kavanaugh. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all during your drive home today on the world-famous K-Rock. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm just trying to do good work.
Well, you're not.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Pass it on.
Attention, y'all bitch-ass hoes. I quit.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, I quit. Did you hear that?
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's it. That's whoa. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, no!
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I probably have a Jägermeister.
I think we've given you a lot to chew on, so we'll leave you with that and possibly see you Monday.
Thank you all for supporting science. I'm Bill Nye. See you next time.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.